This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The modern-day definition of slavery is whether or not the worker has the freedom to leave the job. If they are forced to work for an employer because of violence, debt, bondage, confiscation of travel documents, or other means, then they are slaves. By this definition, there are thousands of slaves building the facilities for the 2022 World Cup of Football in Qatar, a small, very rich country in the Gulf States. Recently, the Building and Woodworkers International sent a delegation to Qatar to investigate the conditions of the migrant workers in the country. There are more than 1 million migrant workers in Qatar. The BWI represents 330 unions with 12 million members. I talked to Ambit Yusin about the situation in Qatar. Mr. Yusin is the General Secretary of BWI. I began my conversation with him by asking who was in the delegation sent to Qatar and who they met with.
We have 16 people delegation from Germany, France, Norway, Sweden, Holland, Belgium, Philippines, India, and Switzerland. So these are trade unionists, and they are as well health and safety experts. Some have expertise in inspections, and some are presidents and general secretaries of the unions. We, of course, approach the labor ministry. We will meet by the deputy labor minister. We met with the National Human Rights Committee, who is the one in charge on human rights issues. And we were able to meet the General Secretary of the Supreme Committee in charge for the preparation of the Qatar World Cup 2022. We visited construction site. We visited labor camps. We, of course, met with the migrant workers.
What are some of the major findings of the BWI investigation?
We found disturbing evidence of wrong practices, and we have gathered a lot of testimonies about the violation of international accepted standards. No, of course, clearly we validate, of course, the reports that have been. We found new evidences, of course. What's interesting, actually, when we talk to the workers, we call it there's a climate of fear that persists in the area. People are afraid. Many of them left their home and found that promises made by the employers back home regarding wages, working hours, and living conditions were not met. There's no freedom of movement. Almost all of them are saying their passports were withheld by the employers, and they are restricted to go anywhere. Many of them are indebted with from the recruiters and money lenders. Their living condition is horrible. They live in crowded places. The food is not good, and then the sanitation is not good.
There have been suggestions that the governing body of football, FIFA, should move the games if Qatar does not improve its treatment of migrant workers. What is BWI's position on this?
You know, we have been for several years already. This has been our engagement with FIFA. We always tell FIFA, when you award, the venue for the World Cup, one of the requirements that this country has to follow the international standard. We've been pushing for it, and of course, we push for it in South Africa, we push it in Brazil. And of course, in South Africa and Brazil, they have changed a lot. They have improved the labor standards, no? But in Qatar, it's in 2022, it's far away, but we are afraid now is that it's worrying. If they don't change it, I don't think they deserve to be the host. No, I think this is the time that we all have to pressure FIFA and the Qatar to go. This is the time to change.
So what's happening? What is the government of Qatar doing about the conditions of the workers?
We talked to the government promises to change, the government said they will increase their inspectors, but the situation on the ground, we have seen this is terrible. And we're telling them, you know, those plans or promises of yours are in paper. You have to make it reality now. And then you have to give a signal that you're going to change. They just treated the problem in Qatar, more than a million migrant workers staying there with terrible condition, and they are looking at it as not a big problem. They said they will do as they go along. But for us, it is a big problem, and they have to take bolder steps now, not in the future. So this is our question, not when you are building the stadium. Now is the time to make the change. So that's why we are asking government, they need to have a signal to the world. If they want to host the Qatar World Cup 2022, they have to show this signal to the world by immediately making the situation of migrant workers better.
What about the system called kafala, where workers are sponsored to come into the country but can't leave the employer that sponsored them, even if the conditions are bad or they're not being paid?
One of our demands, of course, is remove the kafala system. The kafala system is a sponsor-based employment and is being abused by the employers. We have to abolish that.
Are there things you would like to see happen in Qatar?
Freedom of association. Allow the workers to organize. Allow them to negotiate for their rights, because that's what they should be allowed to make sure that their working conditions improve, no?
Are there other improvements you would like to see?
A minimum wage for all workers. A minimum wage should be implemented in Qatar.
What can unions and their members do to help the workers in Qatar?
You know, I think this is the time for the unions. And many of our union members are football fans, no? I think we should have all of us, and we should involve the union members, the young people, the football fans. It is important that they are aware of what's happening. People only see the fanfare, the football game. But preparing for the football game, there are a lot of things happening, and what's happening now, it's not acceptable. So I think it's important that people should know, you know, BWI is running a campaign, you know, we are running a red card campaign, you know, this is in football. We are giving FIFA a red card because we want them, we ask them to change, and they have not made any change at all. So we are running a red card campaign for all of us, all the workers, union members, football club, football fans, to join us and send a petition to the Qatari authorities to make changes now, improve the condition of migrant workers now. So they can visit our site, www.bwint.org, and of course you will see a lot of developments there. Of course, other unions are also part of this campaign. ITUC is part of this campaign. Many national unions are involved in this campaign.